While the stock market has rebounded in recent months, commentator Kevin Phillips is concerned about the long-term outlook for the U.S. economy.
The federal economic data that trickles out every month is a little bit like a doctor's checkup with its findings on blood pressure, weight, pulse, blood count, and the like. But the analogy comes up short because of the way the economic data comes out in dribs and drabs. There's no attempt to integrate the numbers into an overall diagnosis like a doctor's office provides. Maybe that should change. Take recent economic reports. One was the obscure May number that showed U.S. manufacturing plants running at just 72.6% of capacity. That's more than a quarter of potential U.S. production out of action. A second was the tabulation that showed the U.S. current account deficit for the first quarter of 2003, projecting to $544 billion for the entire year. This is the broadest measurement of the flow of trade and investment in and out of the United States, and it's profoundly negative. We have become by far the world's largest debtor nation, in part by borrowing to bring in what we no longer make. A quarter of our production capacity is shut down because corporations make more money using cheap labor in China or Mexico than old plants or expensive labor here at home. They shift production and investment overseas. Meanwhile, because the economy is in the doldrums, Dr. Alan Greenspan, chief pharmacologist at the Federal Monetary Clinic, just prescribed some more of his famous monetary stimulus. This is the 13th prescription in 3 years. It's time to require the government to connect the statistical dots and accept accountability. Huge amounts of industrial capacity have been shut down, and the U.S. current account deficit is now equivalent to 5% of GDP, the sum of annual economic activity. This 5% is a real cause for concern. When the previous leading world economic power, Britain, hit 6-7% in 1948, it became a financial basket case and had to devalue its currency. It would be nice if the Washington-based American College of Economic Physicians started treating national economic health data with the seriousness it deserves. It might also be nice if the economic surgeon general himself, the man in the big white medical center at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, started cutting the FICA taxes that kill jobs. Instead, he's cutting the income taxes on dividends collected largely by the most economically robust Americans.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.